If you're not getting enough progressions and you want to get even more thoughts on creativity, productivity, and growth in music, then you should sign up for my newsletter. You'll find a brief article in each monthly edition, as well as updates on progressions and myself. I'm also sharing some workflow hacks and links to stuff that I found interesting or helpful. So it should be fun. If you want to stay up to date on the latest and get all the bonus stuff, go to travisferrance.com/subscribe or click the link in the show notes. Hey, y'all, I wanted to take a second before we get into this episode to remind you that the show is also available on YouTube. And starting from episode number 101, it's all in 4K. I'm trying to make the best video podcast I can, so definitely check it out and subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Go to youtube.com/@progressionspod or hit the link in the show notes. Hey, welcome to Progression, success in the music industry. You know, I don't say that very often now that I've changed the show. So it's kind of, it almost feels weird rolling off the tongue on these unscripted episodes. But this is the unscripted February monthly review. I definitely need to come up with a better name for these things because monthly review is just not, it's not very clickbaity. And this is also the official episode for this week. I've decided to make some tweaks to the YouTube side of the show. And so we're taking a break from new content, we'll call it, for the week. Not that this isn't new, but it's not an interview and it's not one of the scripted shows. This month, I'm going to do a quick review of the episodes that came out, what I took away from them, and then I want to talk about AI. So there is kind of a topic to this episode, so definitely stick around for that. I want to play some examples. So it should be fun. So this month, we did episode 105 with Noam Levenberg. He's the man behind Safari Pedals. It's a plug-in company doing really cool pedals. And it's not a sponsored episode. I like what he's doing. I want to support him. And it was an amazing conversation. One of the big takeaways there is something that I definitely resonate with. And he parallels releasing plugins to being an artist and releasing music. You know, you put something out there in the world, you don't know what people are going to think about it. And then the next month you put another thing out. And that's kind of the philosophy he's taken to putting plugins out. I really click with that because of the podcast. I've been, you know, putting episodes out for, more than three years now? And you definitely, you learn from the reactions that you get, you gain confidence just by putting anything out in the world. So if you're, you know, if you're making some music, or maybe you make music on the side and you're a mixer or a producer and you just never release your music, even if nobody hears it, there's just something really powerful about releasing something. You know, you're bringing closure to something, you're putting it out into the world. And if you're not the kind of person that has been making something, I don't know, make a TikTok, make a YouTube, make an ambient record, make a whatever, and just put it out there and don't care whether anybody hears it or sees it or likes it. And you're still going to get the effect of closure and releasing. It's just do it. That's all I can say. But anyway, the episode with Noam is, it's great. We get into a lot of stuff. We talk about, you know, being a salaried employee for a company versus being, you know, a freelancer. Because him and I have had similar situations where we've had jobs that we quit to then be freelance. So it's a lot of good stuff in there. Great company. Check out their plugins if you haven't. So that brings us to episode 106, which was all about how to set your rate. And that's a great one to listen to if you feel like you're not quite making enough money, or you're a little frustrated with the amount of work you're putting into a project versus, you know, how much money you're taking home. And I don't want everybody to think that everything's about money, but look, if you have a career in music, then making some money is mandatory. You've got to pay your bills somehow. And if you have a music career, that those bills are getting paid with music. I'll just kind of give you a quick summary of the premise of the video. You've got to understand how much you're making per hour. That's what I really believe about being a music freelancer. If you look at how much you make on a monthly or yearly basis, I think it's really hard to understand whether you're making more money because of the way that we all do gigs. I could have an amazing month and then end up working 150 hours a week and not seeing my family. If I reflect back on that, realize that I actually got paid, you know, minimum wage or something. So I think it's really important to track your time a little bit, at least to understand how much you're making per hour, and even to realize that you need to maybe make more money. If you look at what you're making for a mix, you might find out that you're making $20 an hour by the time you're done, and you could also make $20 an hour down the street at a local restaurant. So definitely consider wrapping your head around how much you're making per hour when you're doing projects. And there's a downloadable worksheet that goes with that episode that you can get in the show notes. I'll put it in the show notes of this episode as well. And it's not really a worksheet as much as it is. It's, you know, basically an Excel file with some fancy formulas in it. Check that out and give that a listen. I think it'll help a lot of people. So that brings us to episode 107 with Dana Nielsen. This is a great hang. We talk about everything from headphones to coffee to the people side of production. Dana has worked with Rick Rubin on numerous projects. If that doesn't make you want to listen, then I don't know what will. It's a great episode with a lot of tips on dealing with people, working with bands in a room, tuning vocals or editing music musically, not, you know, just slapping everything to the grid and taking the life out of it. Definitely, if you have not heard that one, check it out. It's of just a really great conversation. And lastly, the final episode of February was episode 108, Streamline Your Mixing, a Guided Workflow Audit. This one's a little weird. It was a two birds, one stone kind of thing for me. I decided that I've really wanted to analyze my workflow for a while and kind of look for some gaps to, you know, make improvements. And I needed to do an episode. And I was like, can I do these things at the same time? So it's kind of me walking through my whole mix flow, my whole mix workflow from, you know, client communication to final file delivery. It's not about mixing. It's about like the systems behind that. So if you want to do more work or you want to work faster, raising that hourly, if you go back to 106, we're talking about hours, check that episode out. It's kind of, it's got some ambient music in the back so you can kind of meditate on your own workflow while you listen to me ramble about mine. So give that a listen. If you're enjoying this episode, then please consider pulling your phone out, tapping that share button, and sending this to one person that you think would enjoy it. Obviously, it would be huge for me, but it could be even more game-changing for that person. You just never know what can inspire or help someone else out. I want to take a second to tell you about Secret Sonics, a podcast by Ben Wallach and Carl Bonner. Secret Sonics is one of my favorite shows, and it's now double amazing with the addition of Carl Bonner as a co-host. Ben and Carl have teamed up to discuss the real-world trials and triumphs of music production. They cover it all from mixing and studio tricks to branding and mindsets. If you're a fan of progressions, you'll be a fan of Secret Sonics. Check it out wherever you listen to podcasts or hit the link in the show notes. So that brings us to the topic that I wanted to just talk about and hopefully not scare everybody with, but AI. So I've been thinking about this a lot lately, mainly because of this OpenAI Sora video. If you haven't seen it yet, OpenAI released their video AI and they're calling it Sora. I mean, it's fucking crazy. And it's not just crazy in the fact that it's blowing my mind. I have some friends that work in tech and AI, and they were also blown away. So this isn't like just, you know, a little level up. This is kind of like, whoa, what is this going to do for B-roll, for YouTube videos, for advertising, for marketing? It is essentially looks like somebody filmed it. And, you know, I can't show you what it looks like here, but if you go Google Sora video AI, there are examples that will be frightening. I guarantee you'll be like, holy shit, this isn't real. Seeing how big this jump was, it just really made me wonder for the first time, what if OpenAI shows up and does their big jump for music? Is it finally coming for us? You know, up until this point, I've felt that AI is going to be an amazing tool to help us work more, work faster. And now I've got a little bit of the fear. And there's a few things that I want to play for you because there are people working on, you know, music AI. And if you've done a quick Google search, you've probably found some stuff that's really horrible. And you're like, okay, we're good. We're in the clear. This is absolute garbage. But the first one, which I learned about, I think back in January, which I didn't listen to until today, is a Google project. And so Google has their, I think they call it DeepMind or something like that, something very, you know, comforting. And they've got a thing called DreamTrack. And they've got eight or nine artists signed up for this thing. And we're not talking about like, you know, B-level artists. We're talking about John Legend, Demi Lovato, T-Pain, Sia, Charlie Puth. With DreamTrack, what it is you give it a prompt, and it gives you up to 30 seconds of music based on that prompt. And, you get to pick the voice of John Legend, Demi Lovato, T-Pain, Charlie Puth, whatever. And you can use it in your short. And I'm not sure how the monetization of this works. Obviously, you know, these artists and their label are probably making money. There's got to be something. There's something there that obviously I don't know about. Maybe it's in writing somewhere. Maybe it's not. But you can just make something with Charlie Puth's voice on it. There's like a little promo video that Google put out. And there's a line in there that, like, I don't know. I kind of agree with, I kind of don't. And they said, AI tools are opening up a new playground of creativity. And yeah, I mean, I guess kind of. It's a dark playground. I don't know. You could think about it in two ways. One way is these tools are opening the sandbox for more people to play in it. The other way is nobody in the sandbox is making any money anymore. So why are they in it? Why are you playing in the sandbox? Is it just becomes like just a game or something? So I've got one of these tracks. So this is on the YouTube blog where they announced this, and this is with Charlie Puth. So I'm just going to play this for you. Here's the prompt: a ballad about how opposites attract, upbeat acoustic.
Baby, we've got nothing in common, but I know that I'm what you've been wanting for so long now.
So yeah, I mean, if you're an audio engineer like I am, you're thinking, God, that sounds like the worst MP3 ever. It's mono and it's like all garbled. I don't know if it's like that because they don't want people to rip it off their promo track. I don't know if the quality is actually better. This is, I believe, an unreleased product. They just announced it. I don't think that it's out yet. But that sure sounded like Charlie Puth because it, you know, it was AI Charlie Puth. It's pretty crazy. That's pretty crazy. And the frightening aspect of this is that these are the types of artists that they generate a lot of income for a lot of behind the scenes people. You know, I mean, Charlie Puth can record himself, but say Demi Lovato, she's going to be in a studio paying a recording engineer or the label. A recording engineer is going to get paid. A producer is going to get paid. A vocal producer is going to get paid. A mix engineer is going to get paid. A mastering engineer is going to get paid. But not for this. None of those people are getting paid. There's no songwriter. There's no people. And the artist doesn't even have to sing it. So this was the first time that I kind of thought to myself, wow, could this actually affect music production? So it's pretty wild. So then there's this other thing called Suno AI. And somebody hipped me to this the other day. And I listened to a couple pieces of music. And it's pretty frightening as well. So Suno AI is in, there's version 3, which is in alpha. You can't create something unless you're in their program. But here is a track that was created by their version 3. It's a groovy soul blues.
The moon rises high over Georgia line as the whiskey flows and the jazz divine. People swaying, bodies moving in time. High night. Tallahassee feeling so fine. Ooh, yeah. Midnight heat in Tallahassee.
Okay, that's, you know, you can still hear the artifacts in the vocal. I mean, in case you're listening and you're not totally hip to what's going on, everything has been created by AI. The lyrics, the vocal, the music, the chord changes, everything has been created by AI. But that's not bad. You know, I mean, if you take the sonic aspects away from it, like, it checks all the boxes, it's like musically, that it's supposed to check. I mean, if that was underneath, you know, like a Netflix reality show or something, you wouldn't notice. It would be fine. It's not going to be on the radio, but there's a huge portion of the music industry that is supported by these kind of jobs, like, you know, composing for music libraries. Like, is that going to be a thing in 2 or 3 years when everybody can Suno AI their way to a groovy soul blues record? There's a couple other really good ones that I wanted to play off there. I'm sorry to say really good. I should take that back, but I did say it. So like, here's, there was a lo-fi one where I was just like, okay, people don't have to make lo-fi music anymore. Here's one. It's called Mellow Lo-Fi Chill Hop. I mean, that sounds like something I would grab off of, you know, a music library to put into one of the YouTube videos in a second. Let's click on something I haven't listened to. This one is rock alternative metal. I mean, you know, it's not good. That's not horrible either. So I signed up for an account so we can make one, and I wanted to give it a prompt. I'm going to just copy and paste it. So I'm going to say, I haven't done this before, so we're all going to hear this for the first time together, a 1990s style alternative rock song with lyrics about how to redefine success in the music industry in a post-AI world. So let me jump in here, paste that in here, and hit create, and we can check out this masterpiece. And now the way this works is, you know, use like 10 credits to get a song. Credits are free. I don't know when I'm going to get more credits. Maybe never. Maybe I have to pay for that. All right, and they give you two options. So I'll just play Shadows of the Dusk, 1990s grunge alternative rock. So let's check this out. This is created with version 2 of Suno AI. Okay, that's about all I can take of that. Jesus, that is horrible. Also note, there's like the crazy quality drop when you generate it yourself. I don't know if that's because of, I don't know why that is, but you've got that horrible MP3 garbage going on. Maybe they want me to pay money for it to sound better. Doesn't sound like what's on their front page. So those are just a few examples. And I don't know, I hope it's not absolutely frightening to hear those. I just kind of, maybe I'm late to the party that I'm just hearing some of this stuff now. And it's really just, like I said, it's got me thinking. It's the first time I've felt threatened by AI, you know? And there's things outside music creation that are also really good. You know, Adobe has a really amazing podcast AI that'll like clean up audio for you. And Adobe Premiere has a feature called Remix, where it edits the music that you put in based on the length you choose. And I use it for every YouTube video, and I almost don't change it because it just works. And it's, you know, it's tucked way down. Like, so there's music editor job that just got removed and a podcast editor job that just got removed. So the reality is that we're gonna have to adapt. You know, this show is all about redefining success and changing with the industry and finding your path to have a career. And I just want everybody to get a heads up on there is going to be some changing that's going to have to happen. And I don't know what it means. I you know, is it that we all have to start using these tools in order to keep up? Is it, you know, something that we talk about in the Dana episode is how important the people aspect of making music is. And maybe that's the only thing that sticks around. Maybe people make a beat in 15 seconds with AI, but it's that producer's thoughts that prompt it. I don't know. I think an interesting question is, what is a creative act going to be in like 5 years? You know, when you say creative act now, you think about painting or writing or making music. Is it going to be prompting a computer a few years from now? And is that freeing because more people can participate? I mean, think about the splice era of beat making. So many more people can make music without understanding music because of loops and DAW's ability to easily put them together and adapt them. Is this just the next round of that? Is this going to allow more people to express themselves? Maybe it will. There's also a thing that NVIDIA just announced that is a language model that will run locally on your NVIDIA graphics card. No surprise there, right? And you train it with your own data set. So, you know, you're training it with your own notes and your own writings or your transcripts or whatever you want. And then you kind of have this private AI that's on your computer. Maybe that's the thing. Max Martin has his local AI, and that's what he makes his hits with because it's trained on his hits. It's an odd example, but we're just really stepping into the Wild West. We don't know what's going to happen, and we don't know the best way to navigate it. So I guess I'm just, you know, encourage everybody to try to wrap their head around these things because they might be beneficial to you only if you are able to use them when they take over. I hate to use the kind of Terminator-y Skynet take over, but AI is going to change everything. And I finally am starting to believe that it's going to change music a lot. So yeah, I mean, I don't want to sound like, you know, doom and gloom. That's not really what this podcast is about. Like I said, I think that it's important to understand these tools and that they're coming and be ready for that. So I definitely would love to know what other people think about this. If you know of an AI that's cooler than Suno, just DM me on the socials, either the Progressions Pod or the T Ferrance. Instagram is better than anywhere else. And yeah, I'm curious to know what you all think. So that's it for this second unscripted episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And for those of you that are still sticking around, spoiler alert, next week, the guest is Venus Theory. If you don't know, Venus Theory's got a massive YouTube channel with really amazing content on it. And we have a very progressions style conversation, lots of stuff about, you know, going your own way, making your own path, defining your own success, all those things that are what inspired me to make this show. We just got in on all that. Do not miss that. That'll be out next Wednesday. And if you don't have the newsletter, you missed a little AI piece in there today as well. So sign up for that. And yeah, I will see y'all next time. That's it for this week's episode of Progressions. Thank you so much for watching or listening. Be sure to check out all the links and resources mentioned in the episode down below in the video description or in your podcast show notes. If you're listening to this as an audio podcast, please leave a review on Apple or Spotify. It helps the show so much. And if you're watching on YouTube, feel free to drop any thoughts or questions about the episode down below. Let's keep the conversation going. For those of you watching, you'll be getting a link to another episode you might enjoy popping up somewhere right about now. And for those of you listening, check out the YouTube. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't already, and I will see y'all next time.